John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and it's my true honor to be visiting with Dan Gable. All I have to do is say those two names, put them together, and everyone out there who's listening has some kind of a vision, interpretation, memory. It's going to spark some kind of great thing. Well, I've got a great, great thing for you. I talked to you folks a while back about Dan Gable's first book, A Wrestling Life. And Dan's mind never stops. I'm speaking for him. He'll correct me if I'm wrong, but he kept jotting down notes. Inspirations came together. Other people were encouraging him. And we now have A Wrestling Life 2, more inspiring stories of Dan Gable. It's a follow-up to the New York Times best-selling A Wrestling Life. And this is a fun book to read. And I will tell you up front, folks, you do not have to be a wrestling fan to get so much from Dan's book, because wrestling is the highway upon which the life lessons are learned in Dan's life. And you will learn so much above and beyond just wrestling. And I'd probably be struck by lightning by saying just wrestling, Dan. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Good. Well, dangable.com is the website to get this book. Go to your local independent bookseller, too, to get your copy of Wrestling Life 2, the numeral 2 by Dan Gable with Kyle Klingman. But, Dan, I had so much fun reading your book because it was just like getting the backstory of the persona that I knew as I was growing up. I really don't know where to start, except that maybe if there is one thing that I could really drive to is that there is an unflagging commitment and sense of purpose to anything and everything you did. And you have found a way to capture that and put it into words so maybe some of us can kind of understand.
You know, what's kind of funny is I got a bookmarker for both of these books. And on the second book, I actually had what's something called Gable Trained Principles. I think it's actually leads off maybe in the book two there. But and it's a number of just single, simple words. And then I go a little further in the chapter, and maybe I have two or three, four paragraphs about each one of those words. But as I write the chapter, I kind of integrate the whole principles. And for me, it what you're just telling me is exactly what I'm trying to get accomplished. Something that everybody can pick up from. Something that everybody can read and put down because they're busy and they don't really, I don't want them to put it down. But if you just finish the chapter, and most of the chapters are 4 or 5 pages long or 6 pages or 2 pages, you can stop and come back and you not miss anything. So for me, you hit it right on the nose, and I love it that you picked it up that way. I would say 99% of the people are going to really like the book because it's for everybody. There's that 1% that maybe are looking for something more complicated or something that maybe they're on their own wavelength and they read something into something. And so, you know, it's kind of a shame that they have to do that. But we all are individuals and we read it the way we read it. So I'm not even going to, you know, say that those people aren't good readers. They're just reading it in a different light than what I'm trying to portray. Because if I can hit 99%, that's close to perfection. And on this earth, that's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah. So I'd love 100%, but I just have a feeling that there's only one area that's going to be 100%.
And we know that we all have that same end game. It's just a matter of time. So
exactly.
I love the fact that at the beginning of your book, you do start with the Gable-trained words, a series of words that transcend wrestling. They really can be applied to life. And the reason I love incorporating your book with the special list of of books that I have. It's called Life Resource Books. Every so often I get these books like yours, Dan, that are life resource books where you can have them on your bedside stand and pick them up. You could even look at the same page day after day and glean something different from that page. But your book is a life resource book because these words like remembering, peaking, talent, excellence, help, these are words that then you expand on from your perspective, your life, that I in turn can apply to my life. And that's great stuff.
Well, I didn't invent this. I just want you to know. I actually, believe it or not, kind of was lucky enough to have the good mentors and the proper people, and it wasn't just that people searched for them. I don't like luck. I like to create my own luck, but I do feel that from the standpoint of being where I was born, to who, to what process that they gave me to become who I am, all of a sudden, there was a teacher that I hooked up with, and then there was a coach that I hooked up with, and then that coach happened to be, you know, the guidance counselor, and so it's like, wow, I'm with this guy for 2-3 hours a day in the wrestling room, but all of a sudden he's got an office in the school building, and he's the guidance counselor, and not everything goes perfect, you know, in the wrestling room or outside the wrestling room, even though I, like I said, pretty near almost won. Well, I guess I did go undefeated in high school, but more than that, I didn't go through practice every day without getting scored on. I can tell you that they scored on me a few times, and so sometimes I had to go get some guidance outside the wrestling room too. But and there was a guy that was in the wrestling room with me, Bob Siddons, who's still he's still around and he's doing fairly well. I think he's might be 94, but
wow.
He's really had an effect on a lot of people. And if you're lucky enough or you put yourself in a situation that you let people influence in you, let people influence you in a positive way, if they have proven track records, you can't just walk down the street and ask anybody because you don't know who they are and you don't know what their track record is. And that's what happens with a lot of kids. They just bump into somebody and become their best friend, and all of a sudden you have a kid that really doesn't have, you know, the way that you really should have or need, and then all of a sudden you're going a different direction. Well, that's why I was pretty lucky. You know, parents put me at the YMCA. Parents, I had good experiences there, and then I had a good academic junior high teacher who was a wrestling coach. I had a great wrestling coach at high school, where he was also the guidance counselor. And then, wouldn't you know it, I go to Iowa State University, and there's this guy named Dr. Harold Nichols, who really, he was a championship wrestling person himself and a coach, but more than that, he taught something that most people really never get in their lives, and especially when you're a wrestling coach, because usually you're directing traffic in that wrestling room with those athletes, but Dr. Harold Nichols was trying to get you to do your own direction. And because there was 35 of us and we were different, we each needed to go a little bit different. And so he really was a coach that taught me independence. And what better word do you need than independence when you're going out on your own? Maybe you can work for somebody for the rest of your life, but if you have initiative, you try to become your own boss, and guess what? You might be the head of a family sometime. And so, you know, it's pretty interesting how my life has kind of went and came together, and I give a lot of people credit, but, you still got to pick it up yourself as
That's
well.
True. Well, one thing that popped out of me is I thought of a saying that I often use, and that is, the harder I work, the luckier I get, and there's a great example of you living that life. Also, it's the fact that you are not a one-dimensional person. A lot of people may look at Dan Gable and say, oh, wrestling is all he does. He eats, lives, sleeps, drinks, pisses wrestling, and that's all he does. But It's far from that. You are a dedicated family person. You have other aspects of your life that you love just as passionately, that you pursue, you work with just as passionately. And that's what you get from this book, folks. That's why this is a book that you need to get for your own collection. In fact, if I were to kind of do a little interpretation of a wrestling life, I would call it Wrestling with Life, because that's what it's about. It's not just the sport of wrestling. And here he's done it again, A Wrestling Life 2. If you haven't gotten the first book, guess what? You can get a 1-2 punch. Go to dangable.com and you can get all that information. But you really do infuse a lot of the things that are so important in your life, and it does go well beyond wrestling, right, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. There's, I always say this, born into a family of four, including myself, my mom, dad, my sister, they passed on. I'm the one that's left there on this earth, and now that one plus another 21 from my wife and my four daughters, and now their four husbands and all their kids, 12 grandkids, eight boys and four girls and grandkids. But what's funny is, because of focusing on certain things that are very important for performance, and I'm not talking about just performance in W's and L's, I'm talking about performance in families. All those 22 right now are doing pretty well. And for an example, last week, my oldest grandkid, his name, believe it or not, his name Gable, but his first name. But you know, it's like I had to follow him to Arizona in the middle of the summer to watch him in an all-star baseball game. He's participating here too, but he was picked to go. So his dad's the coach of the baseball team, so he really couldn't go, and so me and my wife went to Arizona in the summer, the middle of the summer, and his mom, the kid's mom, went too, and so, you know, it's like 115 degrees now. I don't know if that was the best place to go play baseball right now, but you know, I really enjoyed it, and we spent some time together, and we had he had a good performance, and I think it made it all worth it. But just all those little things that you can do, it's going to pay back. It's going to pay back. People are going to stick together. People are going to be able to solve problems, issues. You actually don't just let problems go. You actually try to fix them. And that's what I've kind of done in my whole life. There's issues, and it even goes back in my own life when I started back when I was 14 or 15, you know, with a sister that got murdered in my house. It was like, yeah. All of a sudden somebody had to take a leadership role, and I had a mom and dad that was good leaders, but no, they kind of lost their leadership because of this. And it was definitely going to go the wrong direction, but because of a good 15 years before that, you know, I was able to step up and save that and move forward. So, and they moved forward, and they lived and they died together. So, you know, it's pretty good. And I don't think that anybody would read this book, and or I shouldn't say anybody. There's a few people that'll read it that really read it a different way or interpret it a different way. But that's just because, you know, individuality. So I think that you'll get something out of it. And I was starting to say that I actually got a book when I was a kid called The Heart of a Champion by Bob Richards.
And yes.
It's still out there, but that was kind of my sports Bible at the time. Because he was an actual minister, and he didn't really preach to me in that book, but he really was telling me how to live a good life. And I really much appreciated that. And when I needed help, I went back to this little book, and this is one of these are the two books that, you know, because people need help, and they don't, sometimes you just go to a good reading and you start reading and you find some answers. And I hope that these two books are answers for a lot of people.
They most definitely are, Dan Gable. Dan Gable is my guest. His accolades are far. They've been touted by many people. And I appreciate all that. And I want to not get past that. That's included. But I want you folks to listen and delve deeper, because his books, and this newest one is fantastic, A Wrestling Life 2, just like the first one was. You can go to dangable.com to get your copy of this. It's through the University of Iowa Press. Great people there. But the message that I've been hearing here that I read and glean from your book is simply that, yes, you've had some great chance encounters. Serendipity has been good to you. More importantly, in my mind, you have opened yourself up to those possibilities, such as Harold Nichols and your coach before. You could have ignored, you could have turned away from some of the advice and some of the help willingly to be there, but instead you received that. What I'm getting at, and it showed also in what you described with your family, both your mom and dad and your sister and you, but also your current family now, the 22, is you encourage this culture of success and openness with each other. And that is the same thing that you encouraged as a coach in wrestling, as a team member in wrestling, is that culture of success and willingness to help each other achieve, right?
Yeah, each one of us are an individual. And a lot of people say, and I heard this guy say to me not too long ago, and I was pretty upset with him. He said, you know, wrestling is not a team sport. It's only an individual sport. And you know what? I just looked at him and said, it's a team sport, too. We are individuals on the mat. We have to compete singly, but we survive with the rest of the pack. And, you know, and without that rest of the pack, you're not going to gain as much as you can and be the person you are. So, you know, that's just kind of what you just said. And that's why we are a team sport, and we do get team championships, trophies, and we do have that possibility. But if there's only one guy out for the team, then that there is one guy out for the team. That's it. I mean, yep. The whole team, but they won't win any team championships that way, but they could win individual championships.
Well, I encourage anyone out there who's listening, saying, oh, wrestling is not a team sport, it's an individual sport, pick up the book, read it, and you will have, I think, an enlightened new interpretation of really what that's about, because it's just like a family. We've got individuals in the family, but it's not an individual family situation. It is a shared family situation. And A Wrestling Life 2, More Inspiring Stories by Dan Gable, is going to be a book that you will want to keep and cherish and pass along to others. Get many copies, in fact, and pass them out, because this is a life resource book. And anyone who is on the receiving end of Dan Gable's new book, A Wrestling Life 2, will be very glad, especially once they start diving into Dan's great words here, his great stories. It's great stuff, folks. Go to dangable.com. Not only can you get, of course, connected to get your copy of the book, you'll find out much more about Dan Gable and what he has to offer on beyond his golden days on the mat as a coach and beyond. Dan, thank you for the continuing that you do in giving to everyone and everything that you are associated with.
Hey, I appreciate this. This has been a special interview for me, especially, you know, I kind of know I'm getting up there a little bit. I don't know if I'd admit it, but, you know, it's just like this past week I've had some people pass on in my life, and, you know, and it's all of them were great friends of mine, and they actually, you know, followed a lot of what, you know, I did in my life. I follow a lot of what they do in their life, and it's just one of those things that, you know, kind of humbles you a little bit. So I think, you know, when you're actually following a good outline in life, no matter what it is, you're going to go a long ways.
Amen to that.
What these books are.
Yep. Amen to that. I'm going to close with a quote from John Irving. He is a very special author in the world, and he's a very special fan of Dan Gable's. He says, Dan Gable is one of my heroes. Meeting him changed my life. His life as a wrestler, as a coach, as a man dedicated to his family, has served me as a model Gable's life is truly inspiring. That was from John Irving, and he says it better than I could. Dan, thank you for this book. Thank you for what you've done, what you will continue to do, and thanks for leading by example.
I appreciate that. John Irving just is a good friend who's, you know, sold a lot more books than I am, but he's still working on me and my life. And so he's trying to make, you know, he'd love to make a movie on me, and he's kind of, he never gives up on it. So, you know, he's...
Well, God, that sounds familiar.
He's a hero.
Thanks so much, right. Dan. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Yep.